Republican Tom Emmer warns of IRS weaponization after Mar-a-Lago raid. By Nick Gilbertson on August 8, 2022. Representative Tom Emmer, RMN, is warning Americans that President Joe Biden can weaponize 87,000 IRS agents against conservatives everywhere if he can weaponize the DOJ against his political opponents. Emmer, the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, chairman, issued the comments in a tweet hours after it was learned the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, executed a search warrant at former President Donald J. Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. He referenced the Inflation Reduction Act legislation, which will dump $80 billion into the IRS to hire 87,000 more agents if the bill becomes law. The legislation, which will cost American taxpayers $700 billion and would have a negligible effect on inflation this year, according to the Congressional Budget Office, passed the U.S. Senate Sunday along partisan lines and now moves on to the House of Representatives. Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, sent out a similar tweet earlier in the evening. After today's raid on Mar-a-Lago, what do you think the left plans to use those 87,000 new IRS agents for? Rubio asked in a tweet. These are dark times for our nation, as my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents, Trump said in a statement. Nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States before. He added. After working and cooperating with the relevant government agencies, this unannounced raid on my home was not necessary or appropriate. It is prosecutorial misconduct, the weaponization of the justice system, and an attack by radical left Democrats who desperately don't want me to run for president in 2024, especially based on recent polls, and who will likewise do anything to stop Republicans and conservatives in the upcoming midterm elections. Such an assault could only take place in broken, third world countries. Sadly, America has now become one of those countries, corrupt at a level not seen before. They even broke into my safe. What is the difference between this and Watergate, where operatives broke into the Democrat National Committee? Here, in reverse, Democrats broke into the home of the 45th President of the United States. As Breitbart News noted, the search warrant was reportedly tied to documents that Trump could have taken from the White House after his term ended.